Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of hell. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven.
Come on.
Shores rejoice, clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God.
Hallelujah, and we are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour, broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. And in this evening's segment, we have a very timely and powerful message from the Lord. from the mighty prophet of the Lord, the Lord's bondservant, Dr. David O'War. And the segment for this evening is Tribulation and Rapture. These are the visions of the Lord and the instructions directly from heaven to the church, to the children of the Lord. And welcome back, all of the precious listeners throughout the United States and the globe. And we bless the Lord, and we're so very grateful that he has made this time available, that the portals of heaven are still open, and that the abundance of heaven has been showered upon the Oil and Wine Church, the Church of the Revival, and the children of the Lord to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. These are truly amazing times, and we are very blessed to participate. I am your co-host in this evening's segment. My name is Pastor Louis Lupo of Maryland Altar, and in the studio by phone, I have Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California Altar, and we'll give a brief introduction to the message of the Lord. This was delivered live at Kisumu circa 2012, a little while after the Pale Horse was revealed to the global media. The Pale Horse was revealed through video and captured live through Euronews, captured live by CNN, and discussed and critiqued all throughout the internet. And today we see many manifestations of the release of the four apocalyptic horsemen, where we're seeing the prophecies come to pass before our very eyes, such as Ebola and the pale horse of death that has frightened Africa and actually the entire globe. The travel industry itself is in consternation and fear of global flight and global travel being shut down. This is on the wires today. We're live. It's August 20th, 2014 at 8:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5:08 in the evening Pacific Time. We've seen the Black Horse released and running rampant as well. It has been 6 years now since Shearson Lehman Brothers, a $1 trillion brokerage services asset management firm, went bankrupt in but a few short days. And as a result, when the dominoes fell at the speed of a digital blip, the capital global markets from Hong Kong to New York collapsed, and the economic system that we know has forever changed, as we are now in 6 years of a pseudo-recovery with staggering unemployment and famine throughout the globe. Not one country has escaped unscathed. We have seen the white horse, the horse of deception, and the red horse released, and the horse of war. We could go on and on with each and every continent that has experienced war. And today in the headlines, we even see those losing their heads published on video from factions and caliphates that are hostile to any government. Indeed, we are living in the days of the four apocalyptic horsemen. And this evening's message, the Lord puts this in perspective for the church and the children of the Lord, because this is about entering into the kingdom of God. This is about turning away from sin and the ways of the world, because we can see now tenuous everything really is, and even those on the outside are hungry for the truth, and they're starting to see the evidence with their own physical eyes, and indeed there's a crumbling all about us. And we read in the scripture that when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Repent and return to the Lord and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. In this segment, the mighty prophet of the Lord, will reveal to the church the instructions from the Lord. These are the instructions that we see that are given in Deuteronomy chapter 13, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, Amos 3:7, Malachi 4:5. This is the Lord speaking to the church through his servant. This is the revelation of the following scripture in Isaiah chapter 26, the foundation scripture for this evening's segment. This is Isaiah chapter 26, just two verses, 19 to 21. Isaiah chapter 26, two verses, verses 19 to 21. And open your Bibles, whatever version you have. We'll be reading out of the NIV for this evening's segment. Verse 19, Isaiah 26. But your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Verse 20. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the door behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until his wrath has passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the bloodshed on it. The earth will conceal its slain no longer. That's Isaiah chapter 26, verses 19 through 21, reading in the NIV. This is the foundation scripture for this evening's message of the tribulation and rapture. And you can see the revival, and the tribulation, and the rapture embedded in those scriptures that the Lord spoke through his servant Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 26, verses 19 through 21. And we will hear more what the Lord is saying to the church as he takes those scriptures and speaks from heaven directly to us with very concise, specific, and encouraging message for the church at this very hour. In the studio is Pastor Jose Bobadilla by phone. And Pastor Jose, before we get to the message, thank you so very much for your time. And we bless the Lord for that. What has the Lord placed on your heart for this evening's segment, Pastor Jose?
Hallelujah, Pastor Liz, shalom, and shalom to all the precious saints that are tuned in to the Lord's broadcast, the Lord's message to the United States of America and to the nations of the world. We bless the Lord, precious saints. I thank the Lord so much. I am truly humbled. I know Pastor Lou is truly humbled to be able to share the message of the Lord to the saints of the world, to the saints of the United States of America. As we are living, precious saints, in the end of the end times, the Messiah, our Messiah, will soon return, precious saints. We have been hearing these last few weeks, last few months, the message of the Lord, the messages of the Lord at this hour to his church, the oil and the wine church, the church at this hour who has separated herself from the world and is surrendered and seeking directly from the Lord, has surrendered to the Lord in complete repentance, in sackcloth, precious saints, crying out to the Lord, repenting precious saints, for our sins and for the sins of this nation. We truly, truly bless the Lord, precious saints, for allowing us. We are truly humbled to be able to share the Lord's message. We have the mightiest prophet of the Lord here on earth, precious saints, warning the church, warning the nations of the earth to repent, to repent, to repent, and to turn away from all sin, to rebuke all sin, to rebuke money, the money in the church, the begging for money, the lying in the church, the lies, precious saints, of donate money and the Lord will bless you. Donate money and the Lord will heal you. Donate money and the Lord will return it to you tenfold.
Uh-huh.
Precious saints, these are the days to surrender our hearts, to surrender our souls to the Lord, so that the Holy Spirit may guide us, so that the mighty Holy Spirit may teach us and walk with us and show us how to walk on the highway of holiness. Are the days, precious saints, to heed to the warnings of the Lord. As Pastor Lou had mentioned, we see what is going on worldwide with Ebola, with the wars, with the caliphate, with the stock markets. It is time, precious saints, to surrender your hearts completely to the Lord. If you are attending a church that is preaching prosperity, preaching the Lord will bless you with a better life, a prosperous life here on earth, with a successful career, with a big house, with a big bank account. Run away from that place, precious saints. We need to surrender our hearts to the Lord and cry out to the mighty Holy Spirit. And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to use these vessels to share the message of the Lord at this hour, to warn the nation, to warn all those who are being lied to and deceived. We have been lied to long enough, precious saints. The Lord now is teaching us himself, is warning us himself. The mighty Holy Spirit is showing us the way, is ministering to us directly. We are receiving directly from the throne of the Lord. We have the mighty prophet of the Lord, who the Lord has given power to, here among us, Dr. David Edward O'Rourke. And he has been warning the nations. And we have clearly seen that the nations that do not heed the warning have been struck with severe judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen what happened to the island of the Dominican Republic, Haiti. They were warned to repent, to rebuke sin, to turn away from sexual sin, and they did not listen. And they had a major earthquake, and 300,000 people died, precious saints. 300,000 souls perished in one day. They were struck unaware. But the church that was warned knew who had gone to warn them, and other nations as well. Chile, Japan, here in the United States, Louisiana, that was Hurricane Katrina. I know there was an earthquake prophesied over on the East Coast, correct, Pastor Lou? Over in, I think, even in the D.C. area.
Amen. That's correct, Pastor Jose.
And it occurred just as the mighty prophet had told the details. Hour, the minute, precious saints, to surrender to the Lord. We are not here asking for donations. We are not here trying to build our church.
Amen.
We are not here trying to build an audience. We are here to warn the nation to repent and turn away from sin, to repent from the homosexuality that has spread throughout the United States of America and throughout the globe through the sexual sin that is seen each and every day we leave our homes. Women half naked, young girls completely revealing themselves. And the majority of them say they are Christian.
Mm.
We must now repent, precious saints, as we are the temples of the mighty Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is holy, precious saints. We must now repent and heed the warning. The Lord will soon return for his bride, for a bride that has made herself ready, precious saints. The wise virgins, those who are being fed directly by the mighty Holy Spirit and receiving pure oil that will keep our lamps burning at this hour. We are receiving directly from the Lord, and this is the message, precious saints, that is preparing us. This is the message of the Lord that is preparing the oil and the wine church. The wise virgins. This is the message. And this is the messenger. The Lord's mightiest servant. We must repent, precious saints. And know and fear the Lord. And fear the one whom he has sent. Precious saints. Pastor Lou.
Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. Precious listeners, the love of money and sexual sin has been the downfall in the church in the United States of America, and we need to repent. For the love of money and sexual sin You just heard Pastor Jose detail the immoral dressing, the immodest dressing, the lasciviousness, licentiousness. We've become numb to softcore porn on the streets, and we even wear it in the house of the Lord. Why have we forgotten that the Lord is holy? How could we have strayed so far? Righteousness. It's that righteousness that the world is looking for. They're looking for righteousness, but they're not seeing it in the church. And the prophecy has come to pass. Because of the sins of my people, the name of the Lord is blasphemed amongst the Gentiles. And that's what we are seeing today. The name of the Lord blasphemed, the blood and the cross abused. As Christians and those that call upon the name of the Lord are living even worse than the heathens, even more immoral, even greedier than the heathens. We must repent for the love of money, and we must repent for sexual sin. The house of the Lord has collapsed in the United States. And most definitely, we need to repent for all the false prophets, false apostles, false teachers, false evangelists, and false preachers. But most importantly of them all are the false prophets that lead the church down another path, a path that does not lead to the highway of holiness and the kingdom of God, but the path that leads to death and destruction, a path of carnality that leads to hell. This isn't new at all, whether from the United States or anywhere else in the globe. One scripture as a reference point to see how far we've come full circle is in 1 Kings. It's 1 Kings chapter 18, and we'll start at verse 18. This 1 Kings chapter 18, starting at verse 18, this is Elijah on Mount Carmel, and here you will see the United States come full circle, just as when Israel had fallen prey to hundreds upon hundreds of false prophets and how they viewed the prophet of the Lord. And we pray that's not the case here in the United States, although what we see on the ground might beg to differ on that. This is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 18. "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have." He's speaking to King Ahab. "You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now, summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah who eat Jezebel's table." We could stop right there and see that there were almost 8,000 false prophets that were known at the king's table and the queen's table. So it is today. It would not be difficult to summons a false prophet conference of 1,000 false prophets in the United States of America. Don't we know it? Don't we know we've just come full circle? That Elijah, the prophet of the Lord, the one that speaks for God, is considered a troublemaker by the king and the other prophets, yet he's the one speaking for the Lord. And the prophets that are false, living a luxurious life at the king and queen's table, well known and well accepted in Israel, at their various altars, the altars of Baal and Asherah. Verse 20, Ahab knows how to find them. "So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Verse 22. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left. But Baal has 450 prophets." And so it was. That's 1 Kings chapter 18. Verses 18 through 22. Later, we find that Elijah calls fire down from heaven, and the Lord consumes the sacrifice at the altar of the Lord. The prophets of Baal can do nothing, just like the prophets of Baal all throughout the United States of America can do nothing. No power of deliverance. They cannot rebuke sin. Lamentations 2:14, they are unable to reveal sin. Instead, they cover it up. And don't we know that there really is no such thing, private life and private sin? It's all in the public domain. And that's why they are powerless, and that's why we see such a major power outage in the church following false prophets in the kingdom of darkness. And we know the mighty Holy Spirit, he is holy. And when we leave the ways of righteousness, we leave the ways of holiness. We grieve the mighty Holy Spirit, just as the scripture says. And then when we go down the other path, it's an entirely different path, precious listeners. It has an entirely different destination. That was 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 18 through 22. And so it is today in the United States. We could raise up 450 to 1,000 false prophets, and they would come. And they would come, and they would call upon their altars of Baal. And we see the Lord asking the church specifically the question, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him." 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 18 through 22. Before we get to the message of the Lord, Pastor Raymond from Maryland Altar, I believe we have you online in the studio. Pastor Raymond, are you there?
Shalom, Pastor Lou and Pastor Jose.
Hallelujah, Pastor Raymond.
Shalom. Today, well, I don't want to say too much, and I'd rather us get to the message sooner than later. I just wanted to warn the church about sexual immorality, sexual sin, because if you listen to JesusIsLordRadio.info, that is one of the main reasons why the church has not the take of this latter rain, this open heaven, because sort of how the Israelites grieved the Holy Spirit by committing sexual immorality with the Midianite women, we found ourselves in that same position. And I would just like to urge the ladies, Christian women, if possible, you know, dress modestly, as Paul said in the Bible. And men, if you may turn to Job 31, Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a young woman. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look at a young woman. I urge young men that we should try to make that covenant. Older men, just Christian men, that we need to make that covenant. with our eyes. I know it is hard in the United States with all the way people dress. As soon as you step out the house, go to work, if you're in school, in college, wherever you go, it's hard. But Jesus said, if you stare at a woman lustfully, the mighty prophet usually says you've already fallen. Therefore, I urge men to make that covenant with their eyes, not to stare lustfully at young women, and pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us into all righteousness. Because we are in the last days. And 1 Peter 2:9 lets us know that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him unto who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians. And we need to show that in the way we live on a day-to-day basis. Hebrews 6:4-6 warns us, it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gifts, who have shared with the in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, who have fallen away, to be brought back to repentance. So they are lost. They are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. This is almost as Pastor Lou said, because of our sins, the heathen blaspheme God. We cannot continue this subject, Jesus Christ, to public disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's pretty much all I had to say, because we are in the last days. The signs are all over the place, as far as countries. But I think today Jesus Lord Radio played an address about, the prophet of the Lord in Finland. That was your finished word today. And he was talking about how we as Christians go watch secular movies. Mm-hmm. And then those secular actors are our stars, and how we need to come out from the world. I just thought about one of our stars, or so-called stars, their stars that just passed away, in Robin Williams. One thing is just to show you, regardless of how much money or fame you earn, you would not be happy. There's nothing the devil has to offer you that would satisfy your soul,
man,
except for Jesus Christ. And Jesus said it himself in Matthew 11:28-30, said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. My yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The passing away of this guy, Robin Williams, this star of the secular world, that some Christians have made their star rather than Jesus, is just to show you what Jesus was saying. Take his yoke upon us. We need to take Jesus' yoke upon us, and you will find out that he will give us rest. That's all I have to say today, Pastor Lou, before we get to the message.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Raymond. That's Pastor Raymond Raffel of the Maryland Altar. Those reference scriptures, precious listeners, extremely powerful. That's the word of the Lord, Matthew 5:28. That's Matthew 5:28, where our Messiah tells us to even look upon another woman. We have already committed adultery. And then Job 31, a second witness, Job 31:1, "I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a young woman, overcoming sexual sin by the power of the blood of the Lamb and the mighty Holy Spirit."
We're going to hear what the mighty Holy Spirit is saying to the church at this hour through the prophet of the Lord, the Malachi 4:5 servant. This is tribulation and rapture. This is the prophecy of the Lord. You're listening to the prophecy at the midnight hour. We will close at the end of this segment. This message of the Lord will run a little over 1 hour and 17 minutes, and we are so very blessed to share the message of the Lord to all the precious listeners throughout the United States. And I want to give a special thanks for the time and appreciation for Pastor Jose and Pastor Raymond to join us and share as well and to testify the word of the Lord, testify the message of the Lord, testify to the great end time revival as well. And so, United States of America, the Lord has indeed created a cloud of witnesses to confirm the times and seasons that we are living in, and he has sent his mighty prophet to awaken the church that would prepare our hearts for the coming of the Messiah. Tribulation and rapture, this is the prophecy of the Lord.
Let us pray in the name of Jesus.
Hebu tuombe katika jina la Yesu.
Father, in the holy name of Jesus. Father, I declare here today that there is no other God except you, the God of Elisha, Lord, you are the most terrible God, the God of Israel, the consuming fire. Father, look how you fill the heavens with your glory, and you cover the earth. And you sustain the earth around its orbit. And you give men their breath of life. You dress the hills with vegetation, that their animals may have food for their livelihood. Mighty God of Elijah and Elisha, look, you blanket the earth with clouds, that it may be habitable to men, and you shake the earth at your wrath, Jehovah. Mighty King of Israel, look, you have chosen Jerusalem to be the center of the earth. Mighty God of Elijah and Elisha, look, you have visited this place in a mighty way today. Who is man that you may be mindful of him? Even at the height of disobedience, surely your mercies endure forever and ever. Father, now that I will speak to them in the name of Jesus, Let it not be just another meeting, Jehovah. But open their spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, that they may hear you, mighty God. I bless you, Jehovah, that you will perfection their sainthood and their faith tonight. In the name of Jesus, and prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us clap to the Lord. I'm going to visit a very important place today. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for allowing me to speak with you regarding matters that are very critical to the kingdom of God. And also unto your faith. I don't take it for granted that the Lord has allowed me to do this here.
Sichukulii tu kimzaha kwamba Bwana ameniruhusu nifanye hapa.
In the name of Jesus.
Katika jina la Yesu.
I am going to visit something very critical to this dispensation.
Ninaenda kutembelea kitu kilicho nyeti sana kwa haya majira.
I remember.
Ninakumbuka.
On October 26th, 2008.
Oktoba tarehe 26 mwaka wa 2008.
When he again showed me the Antichrist.
Wakati ambapo kwa mara nyingine alinionyesha mpinga Kristo.
And this time he was devouring the saints.
Na kwa wakati huu alikuwa akiwararua wateule.
I want to revisit that conversation with the Lord.
Ninataka niyarejelee mazungumzo hayo pamoja na Bwana.
It is proper to visit this conversation with the Lord.
Ni vyema kurejelea mazungumzo haya pamoja na Bwana.
Because it touches on the livelihood of the church.
Kwa sababu inaguzia uhai wa kanisa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Again, the 26th of October.
Tena, tarehe 26 ya mwezi wa Oktoba.
2008.
Mwaka wa 2008.
When in a tremendous vision of the Lord God Almighty.
Wakati katika maono makuu ya Bwana Mungu Mkuu Mwenyezi.
He presented the Antichrist.
Alimleta mpinga Kristo.
But I saw him devouring the saints.
Lakini nilimuona akiwararua wateule.
That is what I want to base this on, and even the message the Lord is speaking to the church.
Na hapo ndipo ninataka niwekelee msingi leo, na hata ujumbe ambao Bwana analilenea kanisa.
First of all,
kwanza kabisa,
I don't even take it for granted,
hata siichukulii kimzaha,
that the Lord is involved in the church in a non-stop conversation.
Kwamba Bwana analihusisha kanisa katika mazungumzo yasiyokoma.
Regarding one and one major event.
Kuhusiana na tukio moja na moja kabisa.
The wedding of the Lamb of God.
Harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
But then I'll be examining.
Lakini sasa nitakuwa nikichunguza.
What is the message to the church?
Ujumbe kwa kanisa ni upi?
When the Lord he presented the Antichrist.
Wakati Bwana akamleta mpinga Kristo.
On that October 26th.
Katika tarehe 26 hiyo ya Oktoba.
And before I examine that conversation, precious people.
Na kabla sijachunguza hayo mazungumzo watu wa dhamani.
I want to cover a little background
And so I don't want to take it for granted that you know already what I'm talking about.
Ninataka niweze kuwawekeeni msingi kidogo, na hivyo basi, sitaki kuchukulia kwa kudhania kwamba tayari mmekwisha jua kile ambacho nanena kuhusu.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
Where the church has entered right now,
pale ambapo kanisa limeingia sasa hivi,
she has never been this way before,
halijawahi kukua mahali hapa pale mwanzoni.
It is a place of gravity,
ni mahali pa uzito tele.
And it's very important,
na ni muhimu kabisa,
that out of this,
ya kwamba kutokana na haya,
there will be an awakening in your Christian walk.
Kutakuwa na uamsho katika mtembeo wako wa Kikristo.
I have shared on the rapture of the dead.
Nimeshiriki kuhusu kunyakuliwa kwa wafu.
When the Lord presented how they are going to resurrect.
Wakati Bwana alipoleta jinsi watakavyoenda kufufuliwa.
I have shared on the wedding rings in the sky.
Nimeshiriki kuhusu pete za harusi katika anga.
I have also shared on the conversation regarding the clock of God in the sky.
Pia nimeshiriki kuhusu mazungumzo yanayohusu saa katika anga.
The clock that is 1 minute to midnight.
Saa ambayo imebaki dakika moja kufika saa sita ya usiku.
And the deeper revelation to the church.
Na ufunuo wa kiundani wa vilindi kwa kanisa.
And we have seen very clearly.
Na tumeona wazi kabisa.
That the bottom line.
Kwamba cha msingi.
Is that the Lord is calling for purification in the church.
Ni kwamba Bwana anaitia utakaso katika kanisa.
You are the church.
Wewe ndiwe kanisa.
The Christian.
Mkristo.
So he's asking that you purify your Christian walk.
Hivyo basi anauliza utakase mtembeo wako wa Kikristo.
I know that the pastors hold a very important key into your Christian walk.
Najua wachungaji wanaofungua muhimu sana ulionyeti katika mtembeo wenu wa Kikristo.
But time has now come.
Lakini sasa wakati umekwisha fika.
When even the Christians must take responsibility.
Ambapo hata wa Kristo sasa ni lazima wachukue wajibu wao.
And just to summarize the background of these conversations.
Na sasa kuweka tu muhtasari wa msingi wa haya mazungumzo.
I want to read from the book of Isaiah 26.
Nataka nisome kutoka kwa kitabu cha Isaiah 26.
Isaiah 26.
Isaiah 26.
And then I will speak with you on the vision of 26th October.
Alafu nitanena nanyi kuhusiana na maono ya Oktoba 26.
I am reading Isaiah 26 verse 19.
Ninasoma Isaiah 26 mstari wake ni wa 19.
He says, but your dead will live.
Inasema, bali wafu wako wataishi.
Their bodies will rise.
Maiti zao zitafufuka.
Hallelujah. You who dwell in the dust.
Ninyi mkaao mavumbini.
Wake up and shout for joy.
Amkeni mkaimbe kwa furaha.
Your dew is like the dew of the morning.
Umande wako ni kama umande wa asubuhi.
The earth will give birth to her dead.
Nayo ardhi itawatoa waliokufa.
Go, my people.
Enendeni watu wangu.
Enter your rooms.
Ingia ndani ya vyumba vyako.
And shut the doors behind you.
Ukafunga milango nyuma yako.
For a little while.
Ujificha kitambo kidogo.
Until his wrath has passed by.
Mpaka ghadhabu hii itakapopita.
See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling.
Tazama, Bwana anakuja kutoka mahali pake.
to punish the people of the earth
ili kuadhibu watu wa duniani
for their sins
kwa sababu ya uovu wao.
And he says the earth will disclose the blood shed upon her.
Na inasema ardhi itafunua damu iliyomwagwa juu yake.
And she will conceal her slain no longer.
Wala haitawafunika tena watu wake waliouawa.
I want to use that as a background for the message today.
Nataka nitumie hiyo kama msingi kwa ujumbe leo hii.
So you see a God who's clamoring for purification.
Hapo ona Mungu ambaye anatamani utakaso.
We all know that it has been long prophesied.
Na sote tajua kwamba imetabiriwa kitambo sana.
That a dispensation would arrive.
Kwamba majira yatafika.
Let me put it better.
Hebu niweke vyema.
That a season would have to arrive.
Kwamba majira itabidi yafike.
In which there would be the mighty outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord.
Ambapo kutakuwa na miminiko mkubwa wa roho wa Bwana.
And the next question becomes.
Na swali linalofuata linakuwa.
Why would God outpour His Spirit into the church?
Ni kwa nini Bwana atamimina roho wake katika kanisa?
We have seen in the book of Joel chapter 2.
Tumeona katika kitabu cha Yoeli mlango wa pili.
When the Lord promised that afterward He will pour out His Spirit.
Wakati ambapo Bwana aliahidi kuwa katika hizo siku atamimina roho wake.
And listen to me in layman's term.
Na nisikilize katika lugha ya kawaida.
We know that behind the throne room of God.
Tajua kwamba nyuma ya chumba cha enzi cha Mungu.
I know because the Lord brought me there.
Ninajua kwa sababu Bwana alinileta pale.
But you can also find it in the Bible.
Lakini waweza kuipata katika Biblia.
There is the river of life.
Kunao mto wa uzima.
That flows from the throne of God.
Unaotiririka kutoka kwa kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
And that river goes straight into the New Jerusalem.
Na huo mto watiririka moja kwa moja hadi Yerusalemu mpya.
The home of the righteous.
Makao ya wenye haki.
But listen to this now.
Lakini sikiliza haya sasa.
That is the New Jerusalem.
Hiyo ni Yerusalemu mpya.
But if you see the book of Ezekiel 47.
Lakini ukiona kitabu cha Ezekieli 47.
You find a mighty visitation unto the prophet Ezekiel.
Unaona mtembeleo mkubwa sana kwa nabii Ezekieli.
Verses 1 to verse 6.
Mstari wa kwanza hadi mstari wa sita.
When the man of the spirit.
Wakati utu wa roho.
Led him in that vision.
Alimuongoza katika hayo maono.
Into a water, a river.
Katika maji muto.
That was ankle deep.
Ambao ulifika kwa viweko vya miguu.
And then.
Halafu.
Measured of another 1,000 cubits.
Akapima dhiraa nyingine 1,000.
And led him to a river.
Akamuongoza katika mto.
That was knee deep.
Ambao ulikuwa umefikia magotini mwake.
Up to the knee.
Hadi magotini.
And then measured of another 1,000 cubits.
Akapima tena dhiraa 1,000 nyingine.
And led him to water.
Akamuongoza katika maji.
That was actually waist deep.
Ambayo yalikuwa yamemfikia viunoni.
Measured of another 1,000 cubits.
Akapima tena dhiraa 1,000 nyingine.
And led him to a river that now was overflowing.
Akamuongoza katika mto ambao sasa ulikuwa umefurika.
And he could no longer cross it.
Na hangeweza kui vuka tena.
He could not even swim across.
Hangeweza hata kuogelea.
And the implication here.
Na maana hapa.
Is that if he tried to sail to cross the river.
Ni kwamba kama angejaribu kuvuka kwa kuogelea mto huo.
To swim on that river.
Ajaribu kuogelea katika mto huo.
The river would pull him in the direction of the current.
Mto ungempeleka katika mkondo wa mtiririko wa maji.
And that is what the Lord wants to do with the church.
Na hivyo ndivyo Bwana atakavyo kulifanyia kanisa.
At that time he was speaking about the latter dispensation.
Kwa wakati huo alikuwa kinena kuhusu majira ya nyakati za mwisho.
And he's speaking to the church.
Na analinenea kanisa.
That look I have inbuilt into you.
Kwamba tazama nimejenga ndani
dhambi jenu,
an increased capacity,
kiwango na uwezo ulioongezeka,
an increased potential, propensity,
uwezo ambao umeongezeka,
for you to receive the Holy Spirit,
wenu ninyi kupokea Roho Mtakatifu,
and lose self,
na kuacha ubinafsi,
more and more,
zaidi na zaidi,
so that you can be totally consumed by the life giving Spirit of God.
Hivi kwamba mukateketezwe kikamilifu na Roho apeanaye uzima wa Mungu.
So the Lord was essentially speaking about what is written in Galatians.
Hivyo basi Bwana kimsingi alikuwa kinena kuhusu kile kilichoandikwa katika wa Galatia.
The bitter conflict between the flesh and the spirit.
Mzozo mchungu baina ya roho na mwili.
But the more you defeat the flesh,
kwamba zaidi unavyoshinda mwili,
the more you are in the complete authority of the Spirit of God Almighty.
Zaidi unavyoingia katika mamlaka ya roho wa Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
And so you begin to quickly understand the role of the Joel dispensation.
Hivyo basi unaanza kuelewa kwa haraka ile kazi au wajibu wa ile majira ya Yoeli.
Why he said a season would have to come when I have to pour my spirit in the church.
Kwa nini akasema majira yatawadia ambapo itabidi nimimine roho wangu juu ya kanisa?
That is the process of purification in the church.
Hiyo ndiyo hatua ya utakaso katika kanisa.
Oh my Lord,
Mungu wangu,
the purification of the church,
utakaso wa kanisa,
that means,
hiyo inamaanisha,
it is tied to spiritual growth.
Sasa imefunganishwa na ukomavu wa kiroho.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means,
hiyo inamaanisha,
the more you grow as a Christian,
zaidi unavyozidi kukua kama Mkristo,
in filling by the Holy Spirit,
ukijazwa na Roho Mtakatifu,
the more you lose self,
zaidi unavyopoteza ubinafsi,
the more you become more of the Holy Spirit,
zaidi unavyofanyika mwingi wa Roho Mtakatifu.
I don't want to go deeper than this.
Sitaki kuendenda zaidi ya vilindi vya hapo.
That's why when he showed me the black horse,
ndiyo sababu aliponionyesha farasi mweusi,
in the book of Revelation chapter 6,
katika kitabu cha Ufunuo Yohana mlango wa 6,
the vision of the black horse,
maono ya farasi mweusi,
I began to understand better,
nikaanza kuelewa vyema zaidi,
what Revelation chapter 6 says,
kile ambacho Ufunuo Yohana mlango wa 6 inasema,
when he says even the rider of the black horse,
anaposema kwamba hata mpanda farasi huyu mweusi,
when he is released,
wakati anapoachiliwa,
a voice comes from God the Father himself,
sauti inatoka kwa Mungu Baba mwenyewe.
And that is tremendous because that is the third seal.
Na hiyo ni ajabu manake hiyo ndio muhuri wa tatu.
That is broken.
Ambao umevunjika.
And this time you hear the Father himself.
Na wakati unamsikia Baba mwenyewe.
And he says,
na anasema,
when you meet the oil, don't damage.
Ukikutana na mafuta usiyadhuru.
When you meet the wine, don't damage.
Ukikutana na divai usiyadhuru.
And I began to understand.
Na nika anza kuelewa,
but that is you the church,
kwamba hiyo ni wewe kanisa,
that is in filled with the Holy Spirit,
ambalo limejazwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
Because the more you lose self,
kwa sababu zaidi unavyopoteza ubinafsi,
the more you are closer to the Holy Spirit,
zaidi unavyomsongea Roho Mtakatifu.
And it's tied to spiritual growth,
na imefunganishwa na ukomavu wa kiroho.
Why do I bring this in?
Ni kwa nini naleta hii ndani?
Because it's very important,
kwa sababu ni muhimu sana,
but the church will understand where she is,
kwamba kanisa lielewe pale lilipo,
and why everything is about purification,
na kwa nini kila kitu chohusiana na utakaso.
Listen to me, precious people,
nisikilize watu wa dhamani.
The Lord is asking the church,
Bwana analiuliza kanisa,
to embrace this season,
likumbatie majira haya,
embrace the Holy Spirit,
limkumbatie Roho Mtakatifu,
and make him more central now,
na kumfanya awe wakati wa china sasa.
Because only the Spirit of the Lord,
kwa sababu ni Roho wa Mungu peke yake,
as promised by Joel,
jinsi ilaidiwa na Yoeli,
sent to the church,
atumwa kwa kanisa,
can bring the wisdom of God,
anaweza kuleta hekima ya Mungu,
into the church of Christ,
katika kanisa la Kristo,
and restore the fear of of the Lord
na kurejesha kumuhofu Bwana
into the house of God
katika nyumba ya Mungu.
But listen to me, precious people.
Lakini sikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilize watu wa zamani.
How does this relate?
Hii inahusiana vipi?
To the vision of 26th October.
Na haya maono ya tarehe 26 ya October.
What does it mean?
Inamaanisha nini?
For the Lord to show me the Antichrist.
Kwa Bwana kunionyesha mpinga Kristo.
Let us read very slowly.
Hebu tusome pole pole kabisa.
So you may understand the revelation.
Ili mpate kuelewa ufunuo.
The book of Revelation chapter 20.
Kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana mlango ni wa 20.
Revelation 20.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 20.
We're going to read just a few verses.
Twaenda kusoma mistari kadhaa.
Now everybody here.
Sasa kila mtu hapa.
The book of Revelation chapter 20.
Kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 20.
I am reading from verse 1.
Ninasoma tangia mstari wa kwanza.
He says,
Asema,
and I saw an angel coming down out of heaven.
Kisha nikaona malaika akishuka chini kutoka binguni.
Having the key to a beast and holding in his hand a great chain.
Mwenye ufunguo wa kuzimu na mnyororo mkubwa mkononi mwake.
He seized the dragon.
Akamshika yule joka.
That ancient serpent.
Yule nyoka wa zamani.
Who is the devil or Satan?
Ambaye ni ibilisi na shetani.
And he says, and bound him for 1,000 years.
Na nasema akamfunga miaka elfu.
He threw him into the abyss.
Akamtupa katika kuzimu.
And locked and sealed it over him.
Akamfunga akatia muhuri juu yake.
To keep him from deceiving the nation anymore.
Asipate kuwadanganya mataifa tena.
Until their 1,000 years were over.
Hata ile miaka elfu itimie.
After that.
Na baada ya hayo.
He must be set free for a short time.
Yapasa afunguliwe muda mchache.
Verse 4.
Mustari wa ine.
I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge.
Kisha nikaona viti vya enzi wakaketi juu yake nao wakapewa mamlaka ya kuhukumu.
And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus.
Nami nikaona roho zao waliokatwa vichwa kwa ajili ya ushuhuda wa Yesu.
And because of the word of God.
Na kwa ajili ya neno la Mungu.
They had not worshipped the beast.
Na hao wasio msujudia yule mnyama.
Or his image.
Wala sanamu yake.
And had not received his mark on their foreheads.
Wala hawakuipokea ile chapa katika vipaji vya nyuso zao.
Or their hands.
Wala katika mikono yao.
They came to life.
Nao wakawa hai.
And reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
Wakatawala pamoja na Kristo miaka elfu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5.
Mustari watano.
The rest of the dead.
Hao wafu walio saliwa.
Did not come to life.
Hawa kukua hai.
Until 1,000 years were ended.
Hata itimie ile miaka elfu.
This is the first resurrection.
Na huo ndio ufufuo wa kwanza.
Verse 6.
Mustari wa sita.
Blessed and holy.
Heri na mtakatifu.
Are those who are part in the first resurrection.
Ni yeye aliye na sehemu katika ufufuo wa kwanza.
The second death has no power over them.
Juu ya hao mauti ya pili haina nguvu.
But they will be priests of God and of Christ.
Bali watakuwa makuhani wa Mungu na wa Kristo.
And will reign with him for 1,000 years.
Nao watatawala pamoja naye hiyo miaka elfu.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
Why would the Lord show me the Antichrist?
Ni kwa nini Bwana anionyeshe mpinga Kristo?
The purpose is this.
Kusudi ni jini hili.
That I may come and stand here.
Kwamba nije nikagarimike hapa.
And tell you.
Na kuambieni.
That I have seen the Antichrist coming.
Kwamba nimeona mpinga Kristo akija.
Be careful.
Jichunge.
Be warned.
Onyeka.
Watch out.
Makinika.
The Antichrist.
Mupinga Kristo.
Is coming.
Yuaja.
But when does he come?
Lakini yuaja lini?
We know that he's alive now.
Tajua kwamba yuhai sasa.
But when does he come?
Lakini je yuaja wakati gani?
And be instituted in authority.
Na kuwekwa katika mamlaka.
When the wedding of the Lamb of God has happened.
Wakati harusi ya mwana kondoo imekwisha tendeka.
And that's why.
Na ndio sababu.
The Lord has led me to bring this to you.
Bwana ameniongoza nilete haya kwenu.
That in the past.
Kwamba pale mwanzoni.
You may have lived your life.
Umekuwa ukiishi maisha yako.
Your Christian life.
Maisha yako ya Ukristo.
Casually.
Katika mzaha tu.
But now.
Lakini sasa.
In this Joel's dispensation.
Katika haya majira ya Yoeli.
You cannot afford.
Tena kujimudu
to live a Christian life as usual.
Kuishi maisha ya Kikristo kama kawaida.
The Lord is calling for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Bwana anaitia kwa ujazo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
The dew of the morning.
Umande wa asubuhi.
In other words, burning the midnight oil.
Kwa maneno mengine, kuteketeza mafuta ya saa sita ya usiku.
That you may be awake.
Hivi kwamba uwe macho.
During this critical time.
Katika wakati huu ulio nyeti.
Very much aware.
Ukiwa umejua kabisa.
Of the consequences.
Ya madhara na athari.
Of missing the wedding of the Lamb.
Ya kukosa harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
Because I know I have taught this over and over again.
Kwa sababu ninajua, nimefunza haya mara na mara tena.
Prepare, it is near.
Jiandaeni maana imekaribia.
I have seen the ring.
Nimeona pete.
I have seen the clock.
Nimeona saa.
I have seen the rock of the dead.
Nimeona kunyakuliwa kwa wafu.
But I have never shared with you.
Lakini sijawahi kushiriki nanyi.
The other side of the coin.
Ile sehemu nyingine ya sarafu.
How about?
Na je?
When you miss.
Wakati unakosa.
The wedding of the Lamb of God.
Harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
What happens to you?
Ni nini kinakufanyikia?
Our Lord Jesus.
Bwana wetu Yesu.
He taught a lot.
Alifunza mengi.
About hell.
Kuhusiana na kuzimu.
That they may know about hell.
Kwamba wapate kujua kuhusu kuzimu.
After knowing the gravity of hell.
Baada ya kujua uzito uliomo kuzimu.
Then they can fight to avoid going there.
Basi watapigana ili kuzuilia kwenda huko.
And that is the reason.
Na hiyo ndiyo sababu.
He can show me on 26th October.
Anaweza kunionyesha tarehe 26 ya Oktoba.
The year 2008.
Mwaka wa 2008.
The Antichrist.
Mpinga Kristo.
Devouring the saints.
Akiwararua wateule.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean to miss the rapture?
Inamaanisha nini kukosa unyakuzi?
And the scripture we read.
Na andiko tulilosoma.
That he saw.
Kwamba aliona.
Those who had been beheaded.
Wale ambao walikuwa wamekatwa vichwa.
Let me tell you, precious people.
Hebu niwaambieni watu wa dhamani.
This Bible.
Biblia hii.
It's the book of prophecy.
Ni kitabu cha unabii.
And everything written in this book.
Na kila kitu kilichoandikwa katika hichi kitabu.
Must be fulfilled.
Lazima kitimilizwe.
If he says.
Iwapo yasema.
Those who have been headed.
Wale waliokatwa vichwa.
For their testimony.
Kwa sababu ya ushuhuda wao.
Of Christ.
Kwa Yesu Kristo.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
After the church is taken.
Baada ya kanisa limechukuliwa.
And the tribulation comes in.
Na hiyo dhiki imeanza.
There surely.
Hakika.
Will be the beheading of the Christians.
Kutakuweko na kukatwa vichwa kwa Wakristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is critical.
Hii ni nyeti mno.
That you may understand the consequences.
Kwamba upate kuelewa madhara na athari.
Of missing the rapture.
Ya kukosa unyakuzi.
That will help you.
Hiyo itakusaidia.
To embrace the Joel dispensation.
Kukumbatia majira ya Yoeli.
So you may crave for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Hivi kwamba ukatamani ujazo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
So you may be like the wise virgins in Matthew 25.
Ili uwe kama mabikira wanawali watano katika Mathayo 25.
That when they receive the Lord.
Kwamba wakati walipo mpokea Bwana.
They embrace the Holy Spirit.
Walimkumbatia Roho Mtakatifu.
And the Bible calls them wise.
Na Biblia inawaita wenye hekima.
Let me phrase it differently.
Hebu nikaiweke kwa njia tofauti.
The Lord Jesus himself.
Bwana Yesu mwenyewe.
Calls them wise.
Anawaita wenye hekima.
That they are wise virgins.
Kwamba ni wanawali wenye hekima.
Listen to me somebody.
Nisikilize mtu.
The reason the church has been perpetually infant.
Sababu inayofanya kanisa limeendelea kukua changa.
Is that somehow.
Ni kwamba kwa njia moja au nyingine.
She has gotten her way out.
Limepata njia yake.
Of operating without the Holy Spirit.
Ya kutenda kazi pasipo na Roho Mtakatifu.
But I have said.
Kwamba nimesema.
That was then.
Hiyo ilikuwa ni pale.
But now.
Lakini sasa.
That the wedding of the Lamb has drawn nearer.
Ambapo harusi ya mwana kondoo imekaribia zaidi.
And you have heard.
Na umesikia.
That if you don't make it.
Kwamba iwapo hautafanikiwa.
You will be beheaded.
Utakatwa kichwa.
Then what do you ought to do?
Sasa unastahili kutenda yapi?
To receive the Holy Spirit of God.
Kumpokea Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu.
I know you come to repentance meeting.
Najua waja katika mikutano ya toba.
But there is something about you.
Lakini kuna kitu kuhusiana nawe.
That God demands of you in this meeting.
Ambacho Bwana anahitaji toka kwako katika hii mikutano.
When there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Basi kuna mmiminiko wa Roho Mtakatifu.
And many people are being delivered and healed.
Na watu wengi wanakombolewa na kuponywa.
I am asking.
Ninauliza.
Have you ever longed?
Je, umewahi kutamani?
That the Lord may infill you with the Holy Spirit.
Kwamba Bwana atakujaza na Roho Mtakatifu.
Baptize you with fire.
Akubatize kwa moto.
And crucify, consume your flesh.
Na kusulubisha, kuteketeza mwili wako.
So you may operate in the oil.
Ili ukatende kazi katika mafuta.
Like the wise virgins, the wise church.
Kama wanawali wenye hekima, kanisa lenye hekima.
This is the second level awakening.
Hii sasa ni kiwango cha pili cha uamsho.
It is wonderful to come to this meeting.
Ni ajabu sana kuja katika hii mikutano.
And see how people are healed.
Na kuona jinsi ambavyo watu wanaponywa.
How they are delivered.
Jinsi wanavyokombolewa.
But I am asking.
Lakini nauliza.
When it's all said and done.
Wakati yote yamefanywa na kusemwa.
Are you infilled?
Je, umejazwa?
One of the main objectives to come here.
Lengo au kusudi mmoja wapo kubwa sana inakufanya uje hapa.
Most important objective.
Kusudi ambalo la muhimu kabisa.
Is that you may long.
Ni kwamba uweze kutamani.
That on this day when you come to repentance meeting.
Kwamba katika siku hii ujapo katika mikutano ya toba.
The God Almighty.
Kwamba Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
May infill you with the Holy Spirit.
Akujaze kwa Roho Mtakatifu.
Because time is over.
Kwa sababu wakati umekwisha.
And yet you are aware.
Na ili hali wajua.
Of the consequences of missing the rapture.
Ya athari na madhara ya kukosa unyakuzi.
I saw him.
Nalimuona.
He was devouring the saints.
Alikuwa akiwararua wapendwa.
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
Will be beheaded.
Watakatwa vichwa.
Put your neck down here.
Weke shingo yako hapa chini.
Somebody take an axe.
Mtu atwae shoka.
And behead you.
Na kukukata kichwa.
What a horrendous sin.
ni mtukio ambalo linatisha kiasi gani.
Today, as the church is,
leo jinsi kanisa lilivyo,
the Holy Spirit is available.
Roho Mtakatifu yupo.
He visits this meeting, thank the Lord.
Utembelea hii mikutano, tushukuru Bwana.
But after rapture,
lakini baada ya unyakuzi,
not only the church is taken away,
si kanisa peke yake litakalo chukuliwa,
but also the Spirit of the Lord,
bali hata Roho wa Bwana.
If now,
iwapo sasa,
your levels of tolerance are low,
viwango vyako vya uvumilivu viko chini sana.
If now,
iwapo sasa hivi,
your levels of tolerance to suffering is very low,
viwango vyetu vya kuweza kuvumilia mateso viko chini sana.
Extremely low in the church,
viko chini sana sana kanisani.
Right now,
sasa hivi,
when the Holy Spirit is here,
wakati Roho Mtakatifu angali yu hapa,
how about then,
na je wakati huo,
when the Spirit of grace will have been taken away,
wakati Roho wa neema atakuwa amechukuliwa,
do you understand?
Je unaelewa?
I know,
ninajua,
you enjoy coming to these meetings,
wafurahia kuja katika hii mikutano.
It is wonderful that you come,
ni ajabu sana kwamba mwaja.
But there is a second order challenge,
lakini kuna changamoto ya kiwango cha mpangilio wa pili.
There is a second order awakening of this hour,
kuna uamsho wa kiwango cha pili cha katika saa hii.
Have you ever longed?
Je, umewahi kutamani?
But Lord,
kwamba Bwana,
when your servant will come to the altar,
wakati mtumishi wako atakuja kwa madhabahu,
and call on your Spirit to visit the field,
na kumuitia Roho wako atembelee uwanja.
Lord,
Bwana,
for me,
kwangu mimi,
I long to be in field,
natamani nijazwe.
Have you ever?
Je, umewahi?
In Matthew chapter 3,
katika Mathayo Mtakatifu mlango wa 3,
it is the main foundation of the gospel,
ni msingi mkuu wa injili.
He said,
alisema,
I baptize you with water,
na wabatizeni kwa maji,
but he that comes after me,
bali yeye ajaye baada yangu,
he will baptize you,
atawabatizeni
with the Holy Spirit,
kwa Roho Mtakatifu,
and fire,
na moto,
and fire,
na moto.
Listen to me,
nisikilize.
He says,
asema,
the fire,
moto,
burns the chaff,
unateketeza uchafu.
And that is why,
na ndiyo sababu,
the church,
kanisa,
you are the church,
wewe ndiwe kanisa,
the church of Christ,
kanisa la Kristo,
has been for a long time,
limekuwa kwa muda mrefu,
comfortable in sin,
katika kustarehe kwa dhambi.
The infilling of the Holy Spirit,
ujazo wa Roho Mtakatifu,
brings with it,
unaleta pamoja nayo,
the fire of God,
moto wa Mungu.
That fire,
huo moto,
will burn the chaff in your life,
utateketeza uchafu na makapi maishani mwako.
He'll take the bread,
atachukua mkate,
let's say the wheat,
atachukua ngano,
into the barn,
katika magala,
bread like bread,
kama mkate,
and burn the chaff,
na kuteketeza makapi na uchafu,
with unquenchable impurity,
na moto usiozimika.
Listen to me,
nisikilize.
For without holiness,
maana bila utakatifu,
No one will see the Lord.
Hakuna yeyote atakaye muona Bwana.
I don't know how many times.
Sijui ni mara ngapi.
I need to read the scripture in Hebrews to you.
Ninahitaji kusoma andiko hili katika waraka wa Ebrania kwenu ninyi.
Listen to me.
Nisikilize.
That scripture.
Hilo andiko.
Must be fulfilled.
Lazima litimilike.
The sooner.
Hivi karibuni.
The faster.
Haraka zaidi.
That the church.
Ambayo kanisa.
Will embrace the Joel's outpour.
Litakumbatia miminiko wa Yoeli.
The better for our future.
Ni vyema zaidi kwa siku zake za usoni.
I came here and I said.
Nalikuja hapa na nikasema.
He's going to open heaven.
Aende kufungua bingu.
And bring an outpour.
Na kuleta miminiko.
Again.
Tena.
I said.
Nalisema.
He's going to open heaven.
Anaenda kufungua bingu.
And bring an outpour.
Na kuleta miminiko.
Now listen to this.
Sasa sikiza haya.
When heaven opened.
Wakati bingu ilipofunguka.
And there was an outpour.
Na kukawa na miminiko.
How many.
Ni wangapi.
At that moment.
Kwa wakati ule.
Said Lord.
Walisema Bwana.
For me. This is the moment.
Kwangu mimi huu ndio wakati.
To be infilled.
Wa kujazwa.
Everybody danced.
Kila mtu alicheza.
Everybody clapped.
Kila mtu alipiga makofi.
How many.
Ni wangapi.
Longed.
Walitamani.
To be infilled with the Holy Spirit.
Kujazwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
And I even said I was there.
Na hata nikasema nalikuwa pale.
Pray for your salvation right now.
Ombea wokovu wako sasa hivi.
I said.
Nalisema.
Pray for your Christian walk.
Ombea mtembeo wako wa Kikristo.
The church.
Kanisa.
Has maintained.
Limehifadhi.
A casual relationship with Jesus.
Uhusiano wa kimzaha na Yesu.
The church.
Kanisa.
Is you.
Ni wewe.
The church.
Kanisa.
You are going to miss the wedding of the Lamb.
Mnaenda kukosa harusi ya mwana kondoo.
If you don't strive to be infilled.
Iwapo hamtang'ang'ana kupokea ujazo.
The Bible is very clear.
Biblia iwazi kabisa.
He says.
Yasema.
Just ask.
Uliza tu.
And he will infill you.
Naye atakujaza.
Another way.
Njia nyingine.
Go to a servant.
Enda kwa mtumishi.
By laying hand on people, Paul was able to impart the Holy Spirit on them.
Kwa kuwekelea watu mikono, Paulo akawekeza, akaweza kuwapasha Roho Mtakatifu.
We are in repentance.
Tuko katika toba.
But I want to ask you.
Lakini nataka nikuulize.
Are you entering the kingdom of God?
Je, unaingia katika ufalme wa Mungu?
Will you enter the wedding of the Lamb?
Je, utaingia katika harusi ya mwana kondoo?
Pictures.
Picha.
Pictures of servants.
Picha za watumishi.
In your homes.
Katika maboma zenu.
Is that the way you'll get the anointing of the Holy Spirit?
Je, hiyo ndiyo njia mtakayo ipokelea upako wa Roho Mtakatifu?
What is wrong with the church?
Ni nini kibaya na kanisa?
Time has come.
Wakati umefika.
for all of you,
wenu ninyi wote,
to long,
kutamani,
to crave,
kuwa na haja,
to cry for,
kukuwa na tamaa,
the infilling of the Holy Spirit,
ya ujazo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
Only the person of the Holy Spirit,
ni utu tu wa Roho Mtakatifu,
has the authority,
aliye na mamlaka,
to prepare the radiant church,
ya kuandaa kanisa ling'aalo,
for the wedding of the Lamb,
kwa ajili ya harusi ya mwana kondoo.
Only the person of the Holy Spirit,
ni utu tu wa Roho Mtakatifu,
can reveal the Jesus of Nazareth,
aweza kufunua Yesu wa Nazareti,
can reveal the Christ,
aweza kufunua Kristo,
to the church,
kwa kanisa,
even in your lives on earth,
hata katika maisha yenu hapa duniani,
before you relate,
kabla muhusiane,
or before you get married,
au kabla mufunge ndoa,
you always want to know much about that person.
Kila wakati wataka kujua mengi kumuhusu huyo mtu.
No, I cannot marry her,
siwezi kumuoa,
because I don't know much about her,
kwa sababu sijui mengi kumuhusu.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Haven't you longed?
Je, haujatamani?
To know more about the Jesus of Nazareth.
Kujua mengi zaidi kumuhusu Yesu wa Nazareti.
Only the Holy Spirit,
ni Roho Mtakatifu peke yake,
centralized in the church,
akiwekwa kama shina kanisani,
can give revelation,
aweza kupeana ufunuo,
on the person of Christ,
kuhusu utu wa Kristo.
Otherwise,
la sivyo,
without the Holy Spirit,
pasipo na Roho Mtakatifu,
he is devouring the saints,
yeye anawararua wateule,
after the rapture,
baada ya unyakuzi,
the Antichrist,
mupinga Kristo,
he is devouring the saints,
anawararua wateule,
after the wedding of the Lamb,
baada ya harusi ya mwana kondoo.
You try to preach Jesus beheading, it's in the Bible,
iko katika Biblia.
Listen to this,
sikiza haya.
I said,
na nikasema,
that global famine,
kwamba njaa ya kidunia,
global economic crash,
kuzoroteka na kuporomoka kwa kiuchumi wa kidunia,
it is here,
ii hapa.
How come you don't see,
yawezekanaje hamuoni,
that prepares the earth,
kwamba hiyo yaandaa dunia,
for the coming of the Antichrist,
kwa ajili ya kukuja kwa mpinga Kristo.
Because the Bible says,
maana Biblia yasema,
that there will be such a horrendous economic crisis,
kwamba kutakuwa na kuporomoka kwa kiuchumi ambako kwa tisha mno,
that he will control,
kwamba atamiliki,
through his false prophet,
kupitia kwa nabii wake wa uongo,
the rules of commerce, he will control,
ataweza kutawala,
the regulations,
zile masharti,
for trading,
ya kufanya biashara.
Doesn't that tell you,
jesi hiyo inakuambia,
that right now,
kwamba sasa hivi,
the earth is ripening,
dunia inaiva,
for the coming of the Antichrist,
kwa ajili ya kukuja kwa mpinga Kristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Time is over in the church.
Wakati umekwisha kwa kanisa.
Embrace the Holy Spirit.
Kumbatieni Roho Mtakatifu.
He will show you everything you need.
Atawaonyesheni kila kitu mnachokihitaji.
How to fear the Lord.
Jinsi ya kumuogopa Mungu.
How to honor the Lord.
Jinsi ya kumheshimu Mungu.
How to live for the Lord.
Jinsi ya kumuishia Bwana.
He will be your strength.
Atakuwa nguvu zenu.
Your pillar.
Atakuwa nguzo zenu.
Your tower of support.
Atakuwa nguvu za kuwashikilia na kusitiri.
Even in these dark days.
Hata katika hizi siku za kiza kikuu.
When people are saying.
Wakati watu wanasema.
That to live holy.
Kwamba kuishi kwa utakatifu.
Is primitive.
Ni kitu cha ushamba.
Is outdated.
Ni kitu kilichopitwa na wakati.
And yet only the Holy Spirit of God.
Na ili hali ni Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu peke yake.
Can keep you afloat.
Anaweza kukuendeleza.
In this hour.
Katika majira haya.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
The sermon must change.
Ujumbe lazima zibadilike.
The Bible.
Biblia.
Is full of messages on the Holy Spirit.
Imejawa na ujumbe kumuhusu Roho Mtakatifu.
Give him attention.
Mpatie umakinifu.
Worship him.
Muabudu.
Sing about him.
Imba kumuhusu.
Doesn't that mean that he's longing to be worshipped?
Na je, siyo inamaanisha kwamba anatamani sana aabudiwe.
With a passion.
Kwa ile utu na ari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make sure you receive the Holy Spirit.
Hakikisha unampokea Roho Mtakatifu.
I don't want to give you half.
Sitaki kuwapatieni nusu nusu.
He is coming.
Yuaja.
I have seen the clock.
Nimeona saa.
I have seen the wedding ring.
Nimeona picha za harusi.
I have seen how the dead will rise.
Nimeona jinsi wafu watakavyofufuka.
And then.
Halafu.
Find that you missed.
Upate kwamba ulikosa.
What a shame that will be.
Itakuwa aibu kiasi gani.
Let this be the wise church.
Wacha hili liwe ni kanisa lenye hekima.
The Holy Spirit is your friend.
Roho Mtakatifu ni rafiki wako.
In fact.
Hata hivyo.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Bila Roho Mtakatifu.
You cannot make it into the kingdom of God.
Hawezi kufanikiwa kuingia katika ufalme wa Mungu.
Even the healings you see here.
Hata uponyaji mnazoziona hapa.
It is He, the Holy Spirit.
Ni yeye Roho Mtakatifu.
That brings the healing anointing of Jesus.
Anayeleta upako wa uponyaji wa Yesu.
And heals people.
Na kuwaponya watu.
Let the church go back to the Holy Spirit.
Hebu kanisa limrudie Roho Mtakatifu.
Next time.
Wakati ujao.
When you come to a repentance meeting.
Unapokuja katika mkutano wa toba.
And I walk in here.
Na nitembee nikiingia hapa.
And I say I'm going to ask the Lord.
Na niseme ninaenda kumuuliza Bwana.
To open heaven and send His Spirit here.
Afungue bingu na kumtuma Roho wake hapa.
At that moment.
Kwa wakati huo huo.
Speak to Him.
Ongea naye.
And tell him, Lord.
Umwambie Bwana.
When you visit here today.
Wakati unapotembelea hapa hivi leo.
Don't forget me.
Usinisahau.
For me, I long to be infilled.
Kwangu mimi natamani nijazwe.
So I may be a spiritual being.
Ili niwe kiumbe cha kiroho.
In the book of 1 Corinthians.
Katika kitabu cha Wakorintho wa kwanza.
Chapter 15.
Mlango ni wa 15.
Verses 50 to 56.
Mstari wa 50 hadi wa 56.
He says.
Asema.
The flesh and blood.
Damu na nyama.
Cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Haviwezi kurithi ufalme wa Mungu.
The perishable.
Vinavyoharibika.
Cannot partake into the imperishable.
Haviwezi kushiriki katika visivyo haribika.
Cannot be a partaker of the imperishable.
Haviwezi kukuwa washirika pamoja na visivyo haribika.
The corruptible.
Vinavyofisadika.
Has nothing to do with the incorruptible.
Haina chochote kuhusiana na visivyofisadishwa.
Only the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
Ni Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu peke yake.
Can transform the church.
Anaweza kulibadilisha kanisa.
You are the church.
Wewe ndiwe kanisa.
Can transform you.
Anaweza kukubadilisha wewe.
From a physical human being.
Kutoka kwa mwanadamu wa kiasilia.
Living by the sinful desires of the flesh.
Ukiishi katika tamaa za dhambi za mwili.
Into a spiritual being.
Ufanyike kiumbe cha kiroho.
Into the image of God.
Katika umbo na mfano wa Mungu.
The likeness of God.
Mfano wa Mungu.
Having defeated the flesh.
Ukiwa umeushinda mwili.
Listen to me.
Nisikize.
When the Spirit descended on the Lord Jesus.
Wakati Roho aliposhuka juu yake Bwana Yesu.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Roho wa Bwana.
Led him into the wilderness.
Alimuongoza kwenda jangwani.
That's why.
Ndiyo sababu.
You can have difficulty in fasting.
Waweza kuwa na ugumu katika kufunga.
Because you are not infilled.
Kwa sababu haujajazwa bado.
You try to fast.
Unajaribu kufunga.
But it becomes a warfare.
Lakini inakuwa ni vita.
And yet you know.
Na ilihali unajua.
That fasting draws you closer to the Lord God himself.
Kwamba kufunga kuna kusongeza karibu na Bwana Mungu mwenyewe.
Disconnect you from the world.
Inakukatanisha na viambatanisho vya kidunia.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Pokeeni Roho Mtakatifu.
Those saints he showed me being devoured.
Wale wateule alionionyesha wakiraruliwa.
By the Antichrist.
Na yule mpinga Kristo.
They did not receive the Holy Spirit.
Hawakumpokea Roho Mtakatifu.
In other words.
Kwa maneno mengine.
That is the foolish church.
Hilo ndilo kanisa jinga.
How can you endure?
Unawezaje kustahimili?
Even during the tribulation.
Hata wakati wa dhiki.
Right now it's so difficult for you to endure.
Sasa hivi ni vigumu sana kwako wewe kuvumilia.
Just your friends to reject you for your faith.
Kwako tu kwa marafiki zako kukukatalia mbali kwa ajili ya imani yako.
And you are crying, you're almost rejecting Jesus.
Na unalia karibu sana unamkataa Yesu.
Let the church.
Hebu kanisa.
Return to the Holy Spirit.
Limrudie Roho Mtakatifu.
The Lord said.
Bwana alisema.
It is good for me to go.
Ni vyema kwangu mimi niende.
So my Father may release he that he promised.
Kwamba baba yangu akamwachilie yeye aliyemwaahidieni.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilize watu wa dhamani.
If there is a most important message.
Kama kuna ujumbe ulio muhimu zaidi.
It is this message.
Ni huu ujumbe.
Receive the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
Pokea Roho Mtakatifu wa Bwana.
That you may see the wedding of the Lamb.
Kwamba upate kuona harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
Sing to him.
Muimbieni.
Worship him.
Muabuduni.
Kneel down and pray to him.
Piga chini magoti muombe.
The Bible says.
Biblia yasema.
He will even teach you how to approach the throne of God.
Atawafunza hata jinsi ya kukaribia kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
How to pray.
jinsi ya kuomba.
And that tells you,
na hiyo inakuambia,
that most of the prayers of the church,
kwamba mingi ya maombi ya kanisa,
have not reached God,
haijamfikia Mungu,
because they have not operated in the Holy Spirit,
kwa sababu haijatenda kazi ndani ya Roho Mtakatifu.
Operating in the Holy Spirit,
tena kazi ndani ya Roho Mtakatifu,
by the way,
hata hivyo,
does not mean false tongues,
haimaanishi ndimi za uongo.
You go all over the churches here,
waenda kote kote katika makanisa yaliyopo hapa,
they imitate tongues,
wanaiga ndimi.
Please,
tafadhali,
they are varied gifts,
kuna vipawa karama tofauti tofauti,
varied,
tofauti tofauti,
varieties of the same,
ambazo ni tofauti ya kitu kimoja.
You may interpret dreams,
waweza kutafsiri ndoto.
You may be able to interpret tongues,
waweza kutafsiri ndimi hizo.
Maybe you can speak in tongues,
labda utanena katika hizo ndimi.
Don't fall on some peer pressure,
usiangukie katika msukumo wa kundi fulani.
When you hear them talking, you try to talk like that,
ukisikia wakiongea pia na wewe unajaribu kuongea kama wao.
The moment of truth has arrived,
wakati wa kweli umelifikia kanisa.
Let us worship in the spirit and in the truth,
hebu tuabudu katika roho na katika kweli.
Listen to me,
nisikilize.
The fact that Ezekiel was passed through that river,
hoja kwamba Ezekiel ikapitishwa katika muta huo,
that means you have an unlimited capacity to receive the Holy Spirit,
hiyo inamaanisha una uwezo usio na mipaka wa kumpokea Roho Mtakatifu.
That means the Antichrist has no claim over your life,
hiyo inamaanisha mpinga Kristo hana madai yoyote juu ya maisha yako.
Watch out,
chunga sana.
I have seen the Antichrist coming,
nimemuona mpinga Kristo akija.
That means time is over for the church,
hiyo inamaanisha wakati umekwisha kwa kanisa.
A small window,
dirisha kidogo,
for you to receive the Holy Spirit,
kwako wewe kumpokea Roho Mtakatifu,
and have him lead your life,
na kuwa na yeye akiongoza maisha yako,
and grow in the Spirit,
na ukue ndani ya Roho,
so you can attend spiritual maturity,
ili uweze kufikilia utimilifu na ukomavu wa kiroho,
and see the wedding of the Lamb,
na uone harusi ya mwana kondoo.
The clock I have talked about,
saa nimenena kuihusu.
The rings I talked about,
pete nimenena kuzihusu.
The rapture of the dead I talked about,
kunyakuliwa kwa wafu nalinena kuwahusu.
The black horse I talked about,
farasi mweusi nimenena kumhusu.
What will you tell the Lord?
Utamwambia nini Bwana?
I have now spoken to you,
sasa nimekwisha waneneeni,
on the importance,
kuhusu umuhimu,
of the pastors changing their sermons,
wa wachungaji kubadilisha ujumbe na mahubiri yao,
and begin preaching about the Holy Spirit,
na kuanza kuhubiri kumuhusu Roho Mtakatifu.
Of the Christians changing their prayers,
ya Wakristo kubadilisha maombi yao,
and begin speaking with the Holy Spirit,
na kuanza kunena naye Roho Mtakatifu.
I can tell you,
naweza kuambieni,
you can develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit of the church,
waweza kukuza na kuendeleza uhusiano wa karibu wa ubinafsi pamoja na Roho Mtakatifu kama kanisa.
Very personal,
ambao ni wa kibinafsi kabisa.
Please,
tafadhali,
ask him to infill you,
muulize akujaze.
Because without the Holy Spirit,
maana bila Roho Mtakatifu,
the church is perpetually infant,
kanisa labakia kwa kuendelea kukua changa.
She has no future,
halina siku za hatima za usoni,
except the Antichrist waiting for her,
ijapokuwa mpinga Kristo akilingojea.
She has no wedding of the Lamb,
halina harusi ya mwana kondoo.
That means all the time you spent in the church,
hiyo inamaanisha wakati wote uliotumia kanisani,
you wasted that time,
uliharibu huo wakati.
But blessed are you that you can hear this today,
lakini umebarikiwa kwamba waweza kusikia haya leo hii.
Being infilled,
ukiwa umejazwa,
has nothing to do with How many years I've been a Christian?
Haina chochote kuhusiana na ni kipindi cha miaka ngapi umekuwa Mkristo.
Has nothing to do.
Haina chochote kuhusiana.
With look, I have a big church.
Na angalia ninalo kanisa kubwa.
It is a very personal encounter with God Almighty.
Ni mkutano mkabiliano wa kibinafsi pamoja na Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
I encourage you.
Ninawahimizeni.
To speak to the Father.
Munene naye Baba.
Tell him, Lord, you promised the Holy Spirit.
Mwambie Bwana uliahidia Roho Mtakatifu.
And now I know we are living in the Joel's dispensation.
Na sasa najua twaishi katika majira ya Yoeli.
Please fill me.
Tafadhali nijaze.
Don't put me to shame.
Usiniweke katika aibu.
May the Lord bless you.
Hebu Bwana awabariki.
That you may be infilled with the Holy Spirit.
Kwamba mpate kujazwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
That from this day on.
Kwamba tangia siku hii kuendelea.
It may be known.
Ijulikane.
That I have spoken with you.
Kwamba nimenena naye.
On the critical importance of the Holy Spirit.
Kuhusu umuhimu nyeti sana wa Roho Mtakatifu.
In your Christian walk.
Katika mtembeo wako wa Kikristo.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
Our God is a spirit.
Mungu wetu ni roho.
And you can only worship him in the spirit.
Na unaweza tu kumwabudu katika roho.
So really you need the Holy Spirit.
Hivyo basi hakika wamuhitaji Roho Mtakatifu.
If you know that you're not right with the Lord.
Kama unajua kwamba hauko sawa na Mungu.
This is the moment to take him.
Hii ndio wakati wa kumchukua.
If you want to receive the Lord, lift up your hands and two minutes to leave.
Kama unataka kumpokea Bwana, inua mikono yako juu na dakika mbili za kuondoka.
Repeat this prayer.
Rudia ombi hili.
In two languages.
Katika lugha mbili.
The mighty Father in heaven.
Sema Baba mkuu wa mbinguni.
Today I repent.
Leo hii ninatubu.
And turn away from all sin.
Na kugeuka kutoka kwa dhambi zote.
I receive Jesus.
Nampokea Yesu.
Into my heart.
Katika moyo wangu.
As my Lord and Savior.
Awe Bwana wangu na Mwokozi wangu.
In the name of Jesus.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Today.
Leo hii.
I am born again.
Nimeokoka.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilizeni watu wa dhamani.
The steps are very clear.
Hatua ziwazi kabisa.
I baptize you with water for the remission of sins.
Ninawabatizeni kwa maji kwa ajili ya ondoleo ya dhambi.
He that comes after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Bali yeye ajaye nyuma yangu atawabatizeni kwa Roho Mtakatifu na kwa moto.
If you know that you have not been baptized well and right in water.
Iwapo unajua kwamba haujapatizwa vyema na ifaavyo kupitia kwa maji.
Make sure you are baptized in a lot of water, complete water, kwa maji mengi.
Hakikisha unabatizwa kwa maji mengi kwa kutozwa kikamilifu.
That you may give way.
Hivi kwamba upeane nafasi.
For the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Kwa ajili ya ubatizo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord bless you.
Hebu Bwana awabarikieni.
Even as you continue.
Hata mnapoendelea.
In this mighty zero countdown.
Katika hii tathmini kuu sana.
Don't be caught up in the frenzy.
usikutwe katika mchanganyiko huu.
Don't be caught up in the euphoria.
Usikutwe katika msisimuko huu.
Emotionalism.
Katika hisia hizi.
We were there, many deaf people, they heard.
Tulikuwa huko, watu wengi sana waliokuwa viziwi walipata kusikia.
That is true, even more will be healed.
Hiyo ni ukweli, na hata wengi zaidi wataponywa.
Even greater things will happen that have not happened.
Na hata mambo makubwa zaidi yatatendeka ambayo hayajatendeka bado.
But when it's all said and done.
Lakini yote yakishasemwa na kufanywa.
Having witnessed it all.
Ukiwa umeyashuhudia yote.
Will you enter into the kingdom of God?
Je, utaingia katika ufalme wa Mungu?
Sing it over the body of Christ.